And we were already talking about Easter eggs, and we'll be talking about chocolate Easter eggs later on in the show. But let's start today's programme by talking about the other eggs, the more common eggs. And that is the eggs that we use all the time, every day in our supermarket shop. We use it in our diet. It's the basis for so many meals and so much baking. And it's true to say, I think, that eggs have had something of renaissance in the last number of years. There was a time when they got a lot of bad press because studies came out saying that eggs were bad for you if you had high cholesterol. But we've kind of gone the full loop now with eggs in terms of the public discussion on them. And everywhere you go on social media recently, there is some influencer or other telling you that eggs are a superfood and you should incorporate them into your diet because they're such a great source of protein. And I'm sure many of you out there consume quite a few eggs. And even if you didn't before, you're probably eating more eggs than you ever did because of all the nutritional advice that's coming out about eggs in recent years. But that, unfortunately, has a downside. The downside being that the demand for eggs has shot up here in Ireland. But unfortunately, the supply hasn't been able to keep up with the demand. And for that reason, some of you consumers have probably already noticed that sometimes there's a shortage of eggs in our supermarkets. So what is going on and what might solve all this? Well, I'm joined by Zoe Geary, who is a farming journalist with the Irish Examiner, who has written about this in the farming supplement in today's Irish Examiner. Welcome to the programme, Zoe.
Thanks, Deirdre. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm good. Lovely to talk to you. First of all, tell us, why is there a shortage of eggs at the moment? What's going on?
Well, as you said, there is such a high demand for eggs at the moment, but it's an accumulation of the demand outweighing our supply currently in Ireland, as well as our population growth, dietary trends, and also just a low level of expansion within the sector due to prices of trying to get into the business.
So it's not profitable. It's not worth their while get into eggs.
Currently, they're not seeing a great return. In my article, I mentioned that that Irish egg producers are actually currently only receiving 20 cents per dozen behind the EU average, and that's going straight back to the producer. But there is money in the system. It's just not being seen by the farmers at the moment. It's not encouraging when it comes to new entrants into the sector.
And shoppers have started to notice this. A couple of people have said it to me, actually, and conversationally. But when did this start to creep in, this kind of shortage of eggs?
Well, the shortage of eggs has been forecasted for quite some time by farming organisations like the IFA. But shoppers have probably recently been seeing it over the past few weeks, more so than anything, particularly maybe in little outlets. Lidl has taken the hardest hit, and probably one of the first retailers to really demonstrate that they are low on supply. And they're now sourcing eggs from Poland to supplement that supply, to make sure that there are eggs for their consumers and their shoppers for their everyday needs and groceries.
Yeah, so there's no shortage of birds or of hens like to lay the eggs. It's just that farmers aren't going into egg production because it's not worth their while. That seems to be the bottom line, is it?
Yeah, so the number of birds that are actually laying in Ireland has kept relatively stable. It's just that farmers are retiring or pivoting in their industry to maybe move away from eggs. But there hasn't necessarily been a drop in supply, it's just that the demand has now overtaken it.
So I suppose, Zoe, I know nothing about farming, but I suppose if you were to go into egg production, you'd have to do that exclusively. It wouldn't be something you'd do as a sideline, because I'd imagine there's a lot of work in it.
There is a lot of work in it. There are a few farmers that maybe do mixed enterprises, so they might have poultry alongside dairy or beef to separate their time. There are a few that exist, but a lot of them would probably, a lot of the farming sector do intend to intensify and focus on a particular sector. So, yeah, there would be mainly like a poultry and egg producing business would probably be a sole situation for a farmer.
Now, you probably heard me say in my introduction about eggs, all this stuff about eggs being a superfood. And I mean, just before I came on air, I went into my Instagram account and I was just scrolling down. Now, I do follow a lot of people who are chefs and who are, you know, who are influencers who talk about healthy eating and that. But like, just in a 1 minute scroll of Instagram, the amount of people on Instagram saying, oh, and you, first of all, you need to have an egg in the morning and then you need to have an omelette for your lunch to keep up your protein. So this is obviously going on for quite a while. This is really driving the demand for eggs, I presume.
Absolutely. As well as the growing population in Ireland, this trend of high protein diet and this uptick in gym goers and just general health, particularly after COVID-19, has just increased the demand for eggs, which are a great source of protein and are very versatile across all diets as well as meals.
Yeah. And what did you find the farmers are saying? Because I know you spoke in your article to an egg producer, a representative of the egg producers with the Irish Farming Association. What are they saying needs to be done to tackle this shortage?
Well, so what they're asking for is a little bit more money when it comes to the farmers for their eggs. So they're looking for around 4 cents for free range and organic eggs, and a 2 cents increase when it comes to barn eggs. Sorry, a 2 cents egg for free range and organic production, and 1 cent for barn eggs. My apologies. As well as looking just for longer contracts when it comes to the suppliers. So retailers tie into contracts with their wholesalers, and then the farmers provide the eggs for the wholesalers. So these are short-term contracts and get renewed within the year. But in areas like the UK, they have long-term, several year-long contracts, as well as other EU countries have other securities written into their contracts. So Irish suppliers are just asking for more of those securities when it comes to producing eggs for these retailers.
Yeah, and I presume they're also saying that if they don't get those securities, that the shortages will continue or maybe even get worse.
Absolutely, yeah. Currently, like, they are still running on the same level. It's just that farmers are not seeing the returns for their produce. So without maybe an increase in pricing coming back to the farmers, they can't increase their own production and help with the shortages.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's an interesting one, and one we all need to keep an eye on, definitely. But listen, Zoe, thank you so much for outlining the situation to us this afternoon.
No problem. Thank you.
Lovely to talk to you. That's Zoe Geary there, who is a farming journalist with the Irish Examiner. And if you want to read more about this, Zoe has an article on the front page of the farming supplement in today's Irish Examiner, which explains in a little more detail about the egg shortage. Now, I know we spoke about eggs on the programme before a few years ago, and we heard from some Kerry egg producers. I'm not quite sure what the context of our previous discussion about eggs was. Definitely wasn't a shortage anyway. So maybe if there's anyone listening to us this afternoon who's involved in egg production here in Kerry, I think we do definitely have a few. You might let us know what are the challenges you're facing at the moment and what's your take on all of this.